us to get together, talk about a few things. Serious stuff is on the horizon. We've got business to take care of. So for the next couple of sips and tips, we're going to talk about some business we have. Some things we're about to take care of. Some things we're about to do in the spirit realm. And I'm excited about it. You all already know how I feel about tearing down the kingdom of darkness. So get some things clarified. I am Yvette Benton, and I'm a help meet suitable. And if you're new to the ministry, I'm one half of Gerald and Yvette, geraldandyvette.com. And it's my sparkling juice time. Yes, it's my sparkling juice time. Yes, yes, yes. Mm. You want to know what kind it is? What kind I decided on today? I went fancy on y'all. Yes, I went for the organic. Val de France makes a pomegranate apple. I know. Can't find these in the stores. I had to order these. Or, honestly, probably one of the mentees ordered this one. But I get a little spoiled. Yes, it's so good. Now, these organic Val de France, you can look for these. They're kind of expensive, but I will tell you, periodically, you got to treat yourself. You got to, yes, it's fancy. You got to treat yourself periodically. Now, I wouldn't go buying this every time. This apple and pomegranate, it has a little tart taste to it, but the apple still makes it sweet. Mmm. But to Claire, yes, I'm a helpmeet suitable in training. We should all remember we're in training. That's what Tips and Sips is all about. We're all in training. We've got things to do, things to accomplish, so we are helpmeet suitable, and we got to sip and talk. Now, let's get some things clear. We got to get some things cleared up. We have an assignment. Yes, we, me, you, all of us, and different. You want the enemy to leave you alone? You don't just sit back and go to sleep while he's conjuring up things to hinder you, while he's sending curses to try to stop you in your destiny. That's what we're talking about today. So for the next few sips and tips, I'm going to bring you some information so that you have a true understanding. While we have our sparkling juice, the enemy needs to know who you are. Some of you, the enemy doesn't know who you are. Sip. Oh, that's going to change. That's going to know she has changed. She found out her authority. She's got her tools and her weapons. I gotta back up. You better back up. So for the next few sips and tips, did I say I'm Yvette Benders and I'm a help meet suitable? Now, I am the author of Help for the Help Meet book and workbook set. If you don't have it, you need it. Get it on our website. But for the next 2 weeks, I'm the co-author with my husband of Bent But Not Broken. This is the story of our testimony. This is the story of a lot of what Gerald went through, even in his childhood, and how our situation got so out of control, mostly because of curses that were in his generation, mostly because of bloodline hindrances. And God had to help me understand him so I could have enough compassion to fight in the spirit. Someone needs to sip their sparkling juice on that. You can't fight in the spirit if you don't have compassion, especially if you're fighting on behalf of your king. I had to have compassion for what he had dealt with. It didn't mean that God said what he was doing was okay. It didn't mean that. But what God had to do was deliver me and heal me so I could understand what the enemy was doing through him to try to hinder not only him, but me and our destiny together. Oh, that's unacceptable. You can't hinder my destiny. You can't hinder my family. You can't hinder my purpose. I got to know what curses are trying to hinder my destiny. So for the next couple of sips and tips, we're going in on this book because I want you all to get a better understanding. When we're preparing to fight in spiritual warfare, you got to know what you're fighting for, who you're fighting for, what you're fighting against. Woo! That's why the Help Meet Army is necessary for so many of you, But my mentees will be on. I know I'm speaking to them right now. They're going to be on. They're going to be on strong because they're coming through. They're learning. They're getting their weapons. They're getting their training. They're understanding spiritual warfare. Yes, it means war. And if you are going to war with plastic weapons, I'm going to sell. Don't go to war with plastic weapons. Please, Jesus, please. So, bent but not broken, we tell a lot about Gerald's testimony. And he writes prayers over individuals, especially individuals that are either struggling with what he was struggling with, or for those who are praying for someone who is going through a lot, who needs a lot of deliverance, who needs a lot of prayer. Some of us as helpmeets are assigned. Yeah. God told me I've assigned you to pray for him. I created you to help him out of this. And I was like, God, can you just do it? And God said, I did do it. I put the power and authority in your mouth. That's how I'm doing it. I didn't like it, but I accepted the challenge. I accepted the assignment. I said, this is Yvette Benton. I'm a helpmeet suitable, and I'm reporting for duty. And a lot of the prayers in here were what we had to deal with and go through. A lot of the information in here really tells what we had to go through for our testimony when I reported for duty. Are you reporting for duty? Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely roll call for those in the Army. So the reflection is, are there generational curses that have attempted, keyword, attempted? These generational curses should not take your destiny. They will attempt to take your destiny until you know who you are. They will attempt to take your destiny until you know whose you are. They will attempt to take your destiny until you understand your spiritual weapons, your spiritual authority, when you know how to pull down strongholds. They will attempt, but they should not prosper. Mm-hmm. This says, are there generational curses that have attempted to alter the call of God on you or your spouse's life? And I'll even challenge you. Not only your life, not only your spouse's life, but what about what God has called you to do together? You may not have a ministry per se, but your life is a ministry. Your family is a ministry. Your business is a ministry. The things you do together, the example you are in your community, all of that is important. And Satan is trying to cause division. He's trying to send assignments. He sent generational curses in my husband's bloodline to stop him from doing what he's doing now, which is tearing down the kingdom of darkness. Satan knew what he was capable of. Satan knew what he was capable of. And what we're finding out is he was really worried about us being in agreement together. My Lord. So yes, the prayer says, this is Gerald. Gerald prayed this over you. Y'all need bent but not broken. Father, your word says in Isaiah 54 and 17, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue which rises up against us in judgment shall be condemned. And this is our inheritance in the Lord. Right now, I condemn every negative word that was spoken over me, spoken over my family, spoken over my future in Jesus' name. Father, we embrace the call on our life. Do with us as you see fit, God. Oh, that's good. Do with us as you see fit. We were bought with a price, and Father, we thank you for what your son did for us on the cross. These are prayers he can now pray because he's free. These are prayers he can now pray because the enemy no longer can utilize those assignments against him. So are there generational curses that have attempted to alter the call of God on your life? Have you ever thought about what generational curses were sent to hinder your marriage? What generational curses were sent to hinder your priest, prophet, and king? What generational curses were sent to hinder you or your children or your children's children? If you don't know those curses, how can you fight them? Sip. If you don't know those curses, how do you pull them down? If you don't know how to study them, if you don't know how to counteract them, if you don't know how to use your sword of the spirit, how do you pull down a curse you're not even aware of? Oh, now when I was growing up, I was in church, but no one taught me about curses. Loved my growing up, loved my church as a child, but no one taught me about generational curses. No one taught me how to pull down strongholds. No one taught me how to use the sword of the spirit, my shield of faith, put on my whole armor of God, that I had authority and power over all powers of the enemy. No one taught me that. But my circumstance with my husband and my circumstance in my marriage and what I was dealing with and fighting for, God said, oh, you can't fight like you used to fight. You can't pray like you used to pray. That's not going to get it. That's not going to make it. You got to step it up. So I'm challenging you. I had to be a Deborah in the spirit. I had to understand my authority. I had to be ruthless. You up at midnight, so am I. You sending assignments against me, I'm going to pray against you, devil. You're not going to have my husband. You're not going to have my children. You're not going to have my marriage. You're not going to have my money, my household, my ministry, or my destiny. Not going to happen. But you can't just say that and not know what to do. You got to get strong. You got to heal. And then you got to learn. You got to study to show yourself approved. So if you're in a war and you haven't studied and you haven't reported for duty, you're going to lose a war that God says you can win. You're going to lose a war that God has already assigned angels and authority and weapons for you to win. So that's what we're doing. The Help Meet Army, they're learning. They're reporting for duty. They're learning. And some of my leaders who have been with me for a while, we're going to join together. We're going to pray in agreement. We're going to pray together. We're going to set a standard. We're going to set a standard and let the enemy know, no, not this year. No. Had enough foolishness, but not any longer. So do I sound like I'm a little excited about this? Oh, I'm excited. God said, raise them up. It's time. Woo! We were already raising them up in the Help Meet Army, but God said we can step it up. He's giving us a little push in the spirit. So he says, step it up. That's what we're going to do. We're going to step it up in the spirit. We're getting those priests, prophets, and kings back from the hands of the enemy. Mm. And those that aren't in the hands of the enemy, we're giving them a push forward so they can be examples for others to follow. Follow them as they follow Christ. And other help meets, you got to get your weapons. And you've got to be sharp in the spirit. So it's time for an upgrade. It's time for an upgrade. It's time for an upgrade in your ranking in the spirit. It's time for you to get some new weapons. It's time for you to be issued stronger weapons. I didn't even get to sell pomegranate, apple, sparkling juice. I'm excited. So the next few sips and tips, we're going to understand. You got to get bent but not broken so you can understand in the spirit realm what your king could be going through. If you're struggling, he may be struggling. If your marriage is in trouble, it may be because there's some generational curses that you don't understand. If you don't know how to uproot, if you don't know how to tear down, if you don't know how to bind it loose, you could be losing a war, but you should be winning. Oh, it's time for upgrading your weapons. If you're not in the army, you might need to get in the army. Some of you need to enlist. Because you're not strong enough in the spirit for what Satan is bringing at you. Let me train you. You're not strong enough in the spirit to pull down what he's sending. Let me train you. And let the others in the Help Me Army surround you and support. That's what we're doing, but you got to put the work in. And listening is not what's going to help you. It's studying. It's training. It's taking it serious. It's waking up at midnight. It's waking up in the morning. Yeah, that's a lot. Someone was like, no, that's... Well, I got to do all that? Yes. Some people do. Some people need it. Some people need it. You already know. Many of you that know you're in a war, you're very, very familiar with the fact that you're in the war. And you also are familiar with the fact that you don't know how to fight in the spirit. Oh, you know how to fight in the natural. I know I did. Sip. Oh, I can fight in the natural real, real good. But that didn't help my marriage. It killed my marriage. It killed my friendship with my husband. I could fight all right. I just was fighting the wrong fight. I was arguing, fussing, fighting. yelling, screaming, acting crazy. And God was like, that is not the fight I put in you. That's the devil. The fight I put in you, weapons of warfare. They're not carnal. And now you got to study. What generational curses? What bloodline hindrances? What demonic assignments are coming after your bloodline? Coming after his bloodline? Deal with them in the spirit. So yeah, sometimes I sit back, have a little quiet help me time. But oh, not this week, not next week. No. We're going to go in. You can determine. You can ask God, what do I need to do to win this war? Oh, because we're going to win. Oh, my mentees are going to win. We're going to tear down some things. So expect, if you're in the army, to step it up in training. I'm doing declaration checks. Oh, we're coming in, and we're coming in strong. If you're in spiritual warfare arsenal training, if you're in SWAT, you better be ready. Because the devil's not playing, and neither are we. It's time. It's definitely time. It's beyond time for some of you. Get it together. Yeah. So, let's do this. People message me all the time. What should I do? Fight. Understand spiritual warfare. Well, what can I do? Get up in the middle of the night and pray. Understand your weapons. Get the help you need. Heal. Give up your right to be right. I'm not saying you shouldn't message. What I'm saying is, you got to understand, I wasn't playing games. And you shouldn't either. All right. I'm the co-author of Bent But Not Broken. Oh, yeah, the devil's trying to bend you. Oh, yeah, the devil's trying to break. The devil's trying to break you. You just make sure you don't break. You just make sure you don't break. Yeah, a soldier doesn't get tired. You don't. You ask God for strength and you fight. You ask God for strength again and you fight. You ask God what you're missing. What's the scripture? What's the declaration? What do I need to heal? What scripture do I need to declare? When do I need to worship? When do I need to pray? You got to study to show yourself approved. Sorry, soldiers can't get tired. Yeah, I know you're tired. I know you think you're tired, but you're not. Because God says he will never put more on you than you can bear. You got this. The devil's telling you you're tired. You're not tired. It's difficult, no doubt. But God is. And you can do all things through Christ. When you get tired, it's because you're doing it on your own. Don't do it on your own. Do it with your spiritual weapons. When I was getting tired, when I wanted to give up, it was because I was doing it in my carnal mindset. I was praying carnally. I was praying amiss. I didn't understand my spiritual weapons. But God said, I can't get weary in well doing. If I'm doing the right thing, I can't get weary. I got to stand up. I got to fight. I got to get what I need to get. I had to study. I had to read. I had to sew. I had to train. Got to do all of it. You got to do all of it. And God put something on the inside of you. And when he says you can do it, you can do it. When he says we win, we win. When that Bible says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That means if I get tired, that weapon is prospering. The devil is a liar. You call that devil a liar and you tell the devil not one weapon is going to form that's going to prosper. It might form, but it will not prosper. So you don't let tiredness, you don't let weariness, when what you don't let is ignorance hinder you. Because God's people perish for a lack of knowledge. If you get the knowledge, you win. Get what you need. Get the weapons. Get the training. If you're in a war, start fighting. Start fighting. It's worth it. Oh, yeah. And you might lean a little bit. Stand back up. You might. Whew. Whew. Wipe your brow. Get back up. Take a hit. Hey. A righteous man falls, but he gets back up. Well, thanks for being with me. I was a little hard today. Get used to it. I'm going to be a little harder on Help Me Slips and Tips. Y'all had enough little fun. Yes, we're going to have our sparkling juice and we're going to talk. But I'm raising Deborah's in this season. God's like tiptoeing in the tulips, not getting it done. You need it. And some of you need to go to geraldandyvette.com, and you already know you need to sign up for the Help Meet Army. You already know you need a mentor. You already know you need training. You already know you're not strong enough, and you need to get strong enough. We come to slay, not play. So if that's what you need, go to geraldandyvette.com. Get your weapons. Get your word. Understand your authority. Let's do this. Tired of people losing. No longer. Yeah. Got my little army green on today, so y'all didn't know I was gonna show up like that. Got a little army green on and I got excited on Sips and Tips. But this is what, yes. So, mentees that are on, boots to the ground. All right, so I will see you all on Tuesday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're praying for the kings. Because yes, the devil is defeated. And not my priest, prophet, and king. Oh, no. Weapons may form, but they will not prosper. All right, go to geraldandyvette.com for resources, information on one-on-one coaching, individual coaching, questions, prayer targets, individualized. Get that information on our website. But so whatever we got to do, that's what we're going to do. We're going to set a standard for our new year and pull down some strongholds and let the enemy know we're not playing, not my PPK, not your PPK. Mm-mm. Can't happen. I will see you soon. Do you see I'm excited? I've been really excited. I know it's going to be hard. I know we're going to have to push. I know we're going to be tired, but I'm excited about this. Some of y'all are going to get your breakthrough. Some of y'all are going to know what's going on. Some of y'all are going to figure out what it takes to win this fight. You've been wondering and asking God, what am I missing? And this is it. You're missing the push. You're missing the true fight. You're trying to fight the old way. Satan's coming all kind of different ways. And you don't know how to fight back. And this is not that. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to teach you how to fight. I'm going to teach you what it takes. Because we're about to win back the family, win back marriage. Let's do it.
I'm Yvette Benton, your podcast host. We are submitted and strong. Don't let anyone tell you can't be both.